Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Exploring the Workforce segment. I'm Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today, I am pleased to welcome Chief Davis and Chief Kessler from Archibald Fire Department and Wasion Fire Department. Thank you for joining us. In this segment, we will discuss October is Fire Prevention Month. Chief Davis and Chief Kessler, can you please share with us about fire prevention?
Early on, fire departments came about because of the lack of fire prevention. As history and time evolved, fire prevention has now become known as community risk reduction. And it's the whole premise is to get the fire departments out involved in the public to mitigate those risks before they happen to prevent any tragedies or anything.
The actual fire prevention has done a good job in helping us to limit the amount of fires. Accidents still happen, but they don't seem to happen as frequently. And I believe a big part of that is just educating the public on certain aspects of their home that could be a problem, so they can take care of that. And hopefully we never have to come and take care of it for them.
So you mentioned educating the public on fire prevention. What are some of those things that we should look at in our homes or in our businesses that, you know, could be risks for us?
Right now, we all see in the news the lithium-ion batteries, whether they're in laptops, toys, children's toys, and truly you get what you pay for, right? So it what we see are trends in the cheaper the products made. We see trends in incidents where those devices have exploded, caused fires. So it's important that the consumers understand that when you bring these things home and you hook them up to chargers and you walk away from them, sometimes there's unintended consequences.
So could you please share with us, Chief Davis and Chief Kessler, how you got started into your career?
Well, mine's kind of got a funny story to it. Back in 1990, my wife, who is a full-time paramedic for the fire department in Archbold, joined the volunteer department as a volunteer. And she was on probably a year and a half before I got on. And it was funny because she would get up and go to calls and I would be sitting at home and then she'd come back and talk about them. I mean, it kind of piqued my interest. I had been asked multiple times to join and it just got tired of chasing after her and seeing her having all the fun. So it was probably a year and a half after that that I decided to make the jump and joined as a volunteer and was a volunteer for 24 years until I got my full-time position, and I've been full-time for the last 9.
And so when did you take over the chief position?
In February of 2017.
And we're happy to have you here in Fulton County at Archibald Fire Department. Chief Kessler?
So not to date us, but we graduated in 1996. And in 1997, some family friends had said, hey, you should do this. And just being out of high school, I was like, I think I turned them down like 3 different times. And finally, I got tired of them asking. So I simply said, sure. And so in the fall of 97, I started out as a volunteer. And at that time, volunteerism was still the thing to do in the community. But it was that's when we first started seeing the downfall of volunteerism in the fire service. As the fire service became more complex, we got less and less volunteers as the EMS came on the way it has now. And in 2015, the fire department here in Wasion, while we still offer volunteerism, in 2015, we did put on our own full-time staff that are city employees. And I became chief in 2022 in September. I was fortunate enough to continue within. And it's been a fun ride.
Thank you very much, Chief Kessler, for your support here at Wasion Fire Department also. Gentlemen, can you please share with us what you want people to understand about your line of work?
I've often said that the noblest thing you can do is serve your community. That's been a big part of my life, and I believe that joining the department, whether it be full-time or volunteer, is the best way that you can give back to your community. Just think that helping people when they're at their worst time of need is probably the best thing that you can do to be able to help people out.
Yeah, and to follow up with that, no 2 days in what we do are ever the same. You know, and it's not just in bad ways. Yeah, we go to car crashes, medical calls, fires and investigations, but it's also the public outreach that we do. I mean, all of our departments are constantly involved in our communities, anywhere from CPR to the basic lift assist to football games. We're in the fall now, so you see our crews out at football games, and that's what we do in Northwest Ohio. But that outreach has been pulled even farther in a whole bunch of different ways, you know.
So working together as all fire departments come together to help one another out here in Fulton County to serve our community.
Yeah, the mutual aid things that we have with each other is a necessity because even as full-time departments, because we have full-time staffing as well, you still have incidents that come up that are above your capabilities, and you need to be able to depend on your neighbor to come to help you in those incidents because they're just above the scope of what you can handle. And it's just nice knowing that we know how the departments that surround us operate, and we work very well together. We've been working well together since before we both got on, but it's a whole different animal now, and it's just nice to know that when you call people that you know what they're going to bring to the table, and you know they're going to come and help you out.
That's great to know. Can you share with us, what is your most essential tools you use in your job?
You know, from a Wasean standpoint as a fire chief, the most essential tool that I have is my staff. We do a really good job of bringing in individuals with no education, getting them out, getting their education, getting them trained, letting them move up through the part-time ranks. And over the last year and a half, having worked with your organization, we're actually starting to see some of those individuals take full-time jobs within the organization. So it's a success story, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. I think staffing is the most important. We run our station a little bit different than Wasean as far as we have a combination department, so we still depend a lot on the volunteer, especially on the fire side. So we make our people have the dual certification, so they have to be both EMS and fire because that gives us more flexibility, and I believe it. I mean, you run a lot more rescue calls than fire calls, but it's just having that staffing that's willing to step up, especially on the volunteer side, to be able to come on calls when it's not appropriate. You know, for them, they might be at a family event or something, but they'll leave that event to come and help out if you have a big fire or an accident.
What is the biggest challenge you're facing right now in that industry?
Funding, and then funding to support the staffing. It's when you say funding, it's not just about paychecks. It's everything else that goes in it with, we talk about fire prevention, and that's to prevent, right? And when it comes to staffing, we have to have programs to prevent certain things for our staff, you know, whether it's mental health, physical health, stuff like that. And, you know, none of that's free. And so it's a constant research and applying for grants and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're taking a service that back in the day, 50 plus years ago, that really didn't cost the community what it does today. There was more volunteerism and you had more people that were willing to help out and equipment wasn't as expensive, but now it's segued to that. You're having to hire more full-time people because people have more things to do so that they're not more as service-oriented as what they used to be, and equipment is more expensive. And so the cost to your citizens is more than what it used to be. And in some communities, that's a shock to know that something that used to be I don't want to say cheap, but it didn't cost them as much. And now it's a situation where they're having to pay more for that. And the sad thing is as we go into the future, that cost is only going to get higher and higher.
I think of fire trucks and the equipment that we had when we first got on, Dave. There was nothing that other than flashlights that had batteries, you know, nothing that had a microchip in it. The equipment that was on there was good for decades as long as you kept it clean and made sure it functioned properly and it wasn't damaged. Now everything's got a computer chip and a battery and plugs in, and the training alone to utilize that equipment. You have to stay proficient with it, or it's not very useful to you. So
you both have mentioned training. What kind of training does your staff go through to be on the fire department or to be with your units?
To be able to fight fire in the state of Ohio, you have to have at least a volunteer fire card. We're starting to see changes with that. Most of us up here in Northwest Ohio and throughout the state require at least a fire one for your part-time to be able to work in a fire station. And then the full-time is a fire two certification. On top of that, any EMS certification, whether they're basic EMT, advanced EMT, or a paramedic.
So are those trainings done at your fire departments, or are they done at another facility? If someone is interested in stepping up into this career, where could they get that training at?
So they reach out to their local fire department and get established, and your organization that you're with, like right now I have individuals taking a fire class over in Archibald. Sometimes there's classes at Four County or at Owens, or UTMC does EMT classes. So it can be either way. They can be college credited classes, or they can be non-credited classes. But either way, you'll get your certification.
And once you get your certification, you're on a 3-year cycle. So every 3 years, you have to have continuing education hours at a certain level to be able to maintain that certification, or you have to continue to challenge the test. We have gotten our department certified through the state as a teaching facility. So it makes it nice for our volunteers who have families in that to say, okay, if you get on our department and you get certified, every Monday night we have a training. And if you come to these Monday night trainings, we will get you your CEs you need to where you don't have to go anywhere else. And you can just make the meetings, get your certification, and keep your certification up. It's nice when they go to other places, because it's always nice to see how other people do things and how other departments and areas of the state do things. But we just try and keep it as convenient as we can for them, because we know that they have time and they have families that they want to spend time with, and we're just trying to make it as convenient as we can for them.
What is one piece of advice if you could give someone starting out in this career?
I would say do it. I mean, I look back and if somebody would have told me that, I would have seen some of the things that I've seen and experienced some of the things, I don't know if I would have did it, but I'm glad I did, because like I said, it's a service and you see people at their worst and you're there to help them out. And it's not always gratifying, but there are periods where you have people that come back and, you know, and show their appreciation to you. And it really makes you feel good to know that you've done what you can to help somebody out in their worst time.
And to build upon what Chief Davis just stated, you know, if I were new, I'd want somebody to tell me, you know, find a place with great leadership and great culture, some place that's going to allow you to take advantage of opportunity. And right now there's a big push on that in the fire service, providing opportunity. Just because one place may not be a fit for you, that doesn't make it a bad place. It just means it's not for you. But there's plenty of departments out there looking for help. And once you find that, call it home, make it your community.
Anything else that you guys would like to share with the community regarding fire prevention for the month of October?
No, I mean, it's the old adage, make sure you check your batteries on your smoke detectors and carbon monoxides to make sure those are working properly. But make sure you have fire extinguishers, and just keep up on those things, because it can really help to control the damages if you do get a fire.
This year's theme for Fire Prevention Week, set by the NFPA, is Charge into Fire Safety, Lithium Ion Batteries in Your Home. Just the biggest thing on that is educate yourself. Follow the best practices for charging them and installing them and maintaining them. And that way, you know, you're not negatively impacted.
Chief Davis, Chief Kessler, thank you for joining us today. Thank you to our listeners for listening. We encourage you all to follow us on social media and visit us on the county website at FultonCountyOH.com. For more information, this is Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor with Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County. Wishing you a wonderful day, Fulton County.
Ohio Means Jobs.